Welcome to our divine service. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is Youth Sunday. May our hearts be open and receptive for what God has in store for you today. I now invite Sister Lloydine Mills, who will lead us in praise and worship.
Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the gift of life and health and strength. We thank you because you are sovereign and absolute. We give you our worship today, and we ask that you accept it and that you would come and dwell with us today. Heal and minister to us. I pray over what you have already decided to do today. I thank you for whatever it is that you're stirring in our hearts right now. Help us to remain fixed and focused on you in no other name but the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We offer up our worship to you this morning, Jesus. We offer up a praise of thanksgiving, God. You, Lord, you are worthy. And no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me. And no one can worship you for me. Here's my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Here's my worship, it's all of my worship. Father, receive my worship, all of my worship. You, Lord, you are worthy, and no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me, and no one can worship you for me. Here's my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship. All of my worship. Here's my worship. It's all of my worship. Father, receive my worship. All of my worship. Here's my worship. It's all of my worship. Oh God, receive my worship. All of my worship. Here's my worship. All of our worship. Receive our worship. All of our worship. Let's give our worship to God this morning. Let's offer up a praise of thanksgiving to El Shaddai, the God above every other God, the name above all names. Let's worship him this morning. Mighty silence. I will always worship you. As long as I And as long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. I will, I'll not be silent. I will always worship you. Here's my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Here's my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Lord, you are worthy.
You are worthy, God, and we give you our worship today, and we ask that you just accept our worship. We ask that it be acceptable in your sight, Jesus. We are so blessed to have a God that we can call friend, a God who wants relationship with us. And we just want to tell him that we call you friend. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for God this morning. Our wonderful, wonderful friend.
Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. Who am I that you are mindful
We're sorry,
of me?
But some participants may be experiencing
that
temporary audio
me.
Issues. Our teams are working to resolve this as quickly as possible.
Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. Oh, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. It's amazing. I am a friend of God. Oh, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Over and over, I am a friend of God. Oh, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. He calls me friend. He calls me friend. He calls me friend. God Almighty,
Lord of glory, you have called me friend.
Let's sing that together.
God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. 'Cause I am a friend of God, I am a friend of God. Whoa, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. Yes, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. Oh, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. He calls me friend. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
Hallelujah. Thank God. We are all friends of God. We are all friends of God, and God calls us friends. I now hand over the rest of the service to Sister Stacy.
No one can worship you for me. Therefore, I will not be silent. I will always worship you. We are thankful that God is mindful of us and that he considers us and that he calls us friend. Thank you, Sister Lordine. We now invite Deacon Andel Brady with the opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm thankful that I am also a friend of God. Brothers and sisters, let's bow our heads as we pray to God this morning. Lord, this morning we come with our hearts wide open. Lord, we know you have made us all one. Today, we are waiting, oh God. Today, we are anticipating. And we are creating a place for you to move. Our desire today, Lord, is to see a move of you. A move in us. A move in our church. And a move in our listening audience. So we come with our hearts ready to receive. And we thank you for today, for your grace, and for your mercies. Morning by morning, O God, your mercies we see. And we give you thanks, Lord, for your grace and your mercies. This morning, O God, we bring before you our leader, our pastor, Pastor Alvin Newton, the one that you have set before us. We pray for strength. O God, we pray for longevity, and we pray for guidance. We put our audience, our listening audience before you at this time, O God. those that are listening far and near. And pray for healing, O God, for those who are sick. Strength for those who are weak. Protection, O God, for those who are fearful of what is happening in our world today. And comfort for the hearts of those who mourn. You put Evangelist Bardwell before you now as she journey off this week to take care of her mom. We pray for traveling mercies. Father God, we put our youth before you on this Youth Sunday. God, we know that they are the future. So we ask, O God, that you may lead them in the path that they should go. Father God, we know the future of the church is the youth. So we pray your continued guidance in their path. As I pray for the messenger, God, your servant, the one is about to bring the message to us this morning. O Spirit of the living God, we pray that the Spirit, your Spirit, God, will overshadow her and she will deliver the message you want her to deliver. This morning, God, we give you the glory and the honor for a listening audience again. And we pray, O God, whatever we do this morning will be done to the honor and the glory of your name. We say thanks. And leave everything in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon Andel Brady. The scripture lesson is taken from 1 Timothy 4, verses 12 to 16. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, and with the laying on of hands. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thou profitest may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear. Here endeth the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. At this time, we'll invite Dr. Nadine Lindsay with the welcome and announcements.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday service. It is Youth Sunday, and we are very proud of all the youths in our church who continue to honor God. Greetings to Pastor Alvin Newton, Reverend Bardwell, and to all the leaders. I'd like to say thanks to everyone who came to worship today. We appreciate your presence, and if there are any first-time visitors, we welcome you. Thanks to Brother David and Sister Lloyd Dean for the music and the praise and worship. Please pray for those who are sick and for those mourning the loss of loved ones. Tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m., the men have their special Bible knowledge discussion led by Reverend Bardwell. Brethren, July 26th is our anniversary service. It will be very special, and I'm inviting everyone to come out and bring someone with you. Service begins at 11 a.m., and that's Sunday, July 26th, beginning at 11 a.m. Please log on and be blessed. Happy birthday to Sister Floyd Campbell, whose birthday is tomorrow, July 13th, and Deacon Isaac, who celebrated yesterday, July 11th. On behalf of the church, happy birthday to you both. I pray God's richest blessings in your lives, bringing nothing but peace and pure joy. Much love to you both. And happy birthday to everyone else who celebrated last week and this coming week. God bless you.
Thank you, Dr. Nadine Lindsay, for the welcome announcement and the health tip. Let's bear all these in mind. We will now have a poem by Sister Kali Kamak.
Good morning, HCC. I'll be reading a poem called No Mistakes. No Mistakes is an original Christian poem about walking in faith by Lenore McWhorter. It urges believers to hang on to hope through every struggle and trial. When my hope fades and my dreams die, and I find no answer by asking why, I just keep on trusting and hang on to my faith. Because God is just, He never makes mistakes. Should the storms come and trials I must face, when I find no solution, I rest in God's grace. When life seems unfair and more than I can take, I look up to the Father. He never makes mistakes. God sees our struggles in every bend in the road, but no mistake is ever made because He weighs every load. No mistakes. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you, Sister Kali, for that beautiful poem. At this time, we will now raise our tithes and offering unto the Lord with thanksgiving for all that He has done for us. Luke 6, verse 38 says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Give, and He will give it back to you." Fathers, we come before your presence. We just want to say thank you. Father, we thank you for the offering of your people. We thank you, God, for all that you have done for us throughout this week. We thank you for your provision. We thank you, Lord, for providing jobs. Thank you for providing food, clothing, shelter. Lord, we give back to you what you've given to us, and we pray that you'll bless it, pray that you'll multiply it.
Good morning, everyone. It seems we are having difficulty with our line. If you are hearing me, this is Pastor Newton. I just want to greet everyone this morning. As you have heard, we are having difficulties, but God is good. Thank Him for allowing us to reach thus far in our service. I want to thank Sister Stacy and those who have participated, especially our sister, our Southern Belle sister from Georgia. Thank you for that lovely poem. Sorry that Brother Anderson was not able to come in, our Sister Allison. And we want to give God thanks for you. Thank God for the way that they have been operating, how they have been stepping up, and we continue to pray for them, that God will continue to use them. So we give God thanks today. I just want to remind you, although the secretary had said it, but to remind you to pray for, continue to pray for our evangelist, Brother Will, and our family as they go through this difficult time. Also, I want to ask that we bear the Swaby family in our prayers, bear them up in our prayers. Sister Swaby passed on last week, and although she was not a member of the church, she was what we would call associate member. She and her husband used to attend, and we pray for the family that God will strengthen them, even in this difficult time. So let us continue to trust in God, knowing that He is able to do exceeding abundant above that which we are able to ask or to think. Our speaker today, this Youth Sunday, is none other than the superintendent of our Sunday school, person that I have known for about 20 years now. As a matter of fact, at one point she said that I'm her father because she bear resemblance to my last daughter. So she said, well, because of that, I'm her father. I don't know about that. Anyway, I am glad for the life that she's living, the example that she's setting. And it is my joy, it's my pleasure this morning to ask to speak to us none other than our sister Samantha Fisher. May God bless her as she speaks to us today. Sister Fisher.
Good morning, church. I thank you for the opportunity to speak this morning. It's my first time in this setting, so after over 20 years of being at HCC, it is my first time bringing the word on a Sunday. But I trust God. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace towards us. And we thank you for everything that you do, oh God. You do everything in your own season, in your own time. Father, I pray that you'll just be in the midst and that self will be slain and you alone will be seen. In Jesus' name, amen. I am reading one verse of Hebrews 11, chapter 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is your belief in something or someone. It is a complete trust or confidence. Even when your eyes see failure, your heart sees success. Your heart sees victory. Faith, to me, is believing that Christ died on the cross for your sins and that he was raised from the dead, no matter what others might say, because there are different opinions out there. But my faith tells me that Jesus Christ died on the cross and that he was raised from the dead. And my confidence remains and my hope remains in Christ. If we lack faith in God, then we will continue to be sinful. If you don't believe in God, then where will your faith be? Where will your sins go? Because it's your belief in God and your belief that he died on the cross to save you from your sins. That's what brings your deliverance. That's what brings your salvation. And if you lack faith in God, then you'll continue to live in sin. In order for you to be saved, you need faith. So faith is in everything. It's in everything that we do. In order for us to move our mountains, we need faith in God. The Bible tells us that faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. So it's important for us to have a little faith, even as small as a mustard seed. James also tells us that the testing of our faith develops perseverance, patience. It will, if we allow patience to have her perfect work, we will be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. It was by faith that Noah built the ark. Despite everyone's laughter, or he tried to tell them that they should come and believe and, you know, come on the ark or understand why he was building the ark, and they made fun of him. But Noah had faith, and Noah believed, and Noah knew that he had to wait many years for this flood to come, but he still believed, and he waited. It was by faith that David defeated Goliath. As little as David was, and how folks saw him as a smaller person, you know, he had faith in the God that he trusted, and that's how he defeated Goliath. So these men showed their faith by their work. Abraham, our forefather, showed his work when he offered his son Isaac upon the altar. So you see that a person is made right with God by the things he does. He cannot be made right by faith alone. Don't get me wrong. Faith is necessary. But faith alone, a faith that does nothing, is dead because it's alone. If you feel that you can only have faith and do nothing, then you'll be in for a surprise when you get nothing. You have to have faith, and you also have to show your faith by your work. I'll tell you a short story in conclusion. I want to eat very healthy. So I had this idea that I should start a garden. I thought about all the seeds that I could plant. I want to plant tomatoes, lettuce, carrots, cucumbers, you name it. I want to plant it because I want to begin to eat healthy. But that's all I had, just the idea and the seeds. So I know that seeds grow when you put them in the garden, but was I willing to do the work? Well, maybe not, because I don't like touching dirt. But my husband, he had the faith in the seeds, so he got the pots and he got the soil and he went out there and he decided to plant. So we both have faith, knowing that the seeds would grow when you plant them. Is it that all we need to do? Is that all we need to do is just put the seeds in the ground and just leave it there? And just have faith that the seeds will grow if we just plant them? I wasn't willing to go out and water every day, because that's what seeds need. When you put them in the ground, you have to water them at least twice a day, according to Google. And you have to go out and water them, check the pots, look at them, you know, make sure they're growing healthy and strong. And my husband, by works, he decided to wake up every morning at 5, and he goes out there and he waters them faithfully. And after about a month or two, I'm there waiting, trying to figure out why nothing is happening. And I need to understand that even though I have my faith, but I didn't go out and do any work, someone else did the work for me. The plants take time. And even though I'm doing the work, sometimes it doesn't happen overnight. And even though I have the faith and I have the work, things don't happen overnight. It takes time, right? So I have to wait now to see the plants get roots and they have to grow. And I can't see that process, right? That process happens behind the scenes, and that's what God is doing. A lot of times when we ask God for things and we don't see it happening right away, even though we're doing the work and we have the faith, and we're expecting to see things happening. Things are happening, but they're happening behind the scenes. And sometimes we get impatient, but we have to remember that James says that we have to allow faith to develop patience. And when we allow patience to have her perfect work, we will be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So I'm happy to report that the seeds are starting growing after 2 or 3 months, and I see little green things coming around and in the dirt, and they're growing a bit. And then now I'm getting impatient again, because I'm wondering, so where's the carrots and the tomatoes and all the cabbage? Where's the stuff that I can eat and be healthy? And now I still have to wait for that to happen, because there's an entire process of germination is what it's called, and the flowers have to come first, and then you'll see, you know, your little peppers and onions and these things start to grow eventually. And that's the process of faith and work. You have to wait. Some things might come quickly. There are crops that are short crops, and then there are other crops that are longer. And the short crops are, you know, we might see our friends, and they might be at a place where they have so much and they have so many things. And, you know, they're be prospering and they're going to special schools and getting this and that in life. They're, you know, they may have had a short season crop as an individual. And then your crop might be a longer. And you just have to be patient, knowing and have the faith that it's going to come. It's just your season. So rejoice for your friends who are in their season. They're eating their healthy greens and vegetables. But know that yours will come because you planted and you did the work. And the Lord himself, he will do the increase. So if I continue to water and I continue to have faith and be patient, I know that things will happen in its season. I just want to encourage you to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. The Word of God encourages us in 1 Corinthians 15 to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding. Okay, so I just want you guys to continue to trust God and just to be steadfast and to abound in the Lord, because he will reward you in due season. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Fisher, for that brief exhortation, faith. And many times we hear people complain that they don't have faith. It's not that they don't have faith, but they don't exercise their faith. And sometimes when they exercise their faith, they think that everything must be done instantly. But if you read through the chapter from which he took our text, in Hebrews, in the closing of the chapter, when he talks about all of these people of faith, what they had done, verse 29 says, "And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise." They only have a good report through faith. They believed that what God said he would do, he would do it. And even though it was not materialized in their lifetime, they did not give up their faith. It says, "These, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, for God having provided some better thing for us, that without us we should not be made perfect." So don't give up because, or think that you don't have any faith because your expectation has not been materialized. But continue to trust in God. Hold to your faith, your confident trust in God, that whatever you ask in faith, believe it, God will do it. And she quoted from James, talking about faith and work. And I'm glad she brought out the story about the plant. You can just have the seeds and say, well, this seed is tomato, this is callaloo, this is colored greens, and this is that. And just have them in the house and think that you are going to reap from them by them just having in the house. And every day you get up and look at them and say, this is callaloo, this is tomato, this is carrot, and all of those things. You have to work. You have to put in some work. Plow the land, sow the seed, water the seed, and then that's when you can anticipate a bountiful harvest. All of this you are doing through faith, because when you put that seed in the ground, you don't know what is going to become of it. But through faith and your trust that somehow the seeds that I sow, they will germinate and become the plant for which I am expecting them. And so the day will come when you can reap from that which you have sown. So James says, "Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." So faith and works go hand in hand. One cannot survive without the other. If you just work, and you don't have faith as to what the outcome of your work will be, then that's a faith that is in vain. But when you work, as he actually put it, sow the seeds, when you water the seeds, by your faith that they will germinate and become the plants that you expect them to be, then in the end you will see your faith materialized in the things that you do. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, my friend, as we listening today, you might have been expecting more, but one songwriter said, little is much when God is in it. So don't look every day that you will have three-quarter hour preaching or a hour preaching. If you don't get that, then you feel as if your time has been wasted. Consider what you have heard today. Consider what the sister has said to us. And may we not give up. For it is easy to give up, you know, I have gone through a process where I talk about sowing. We sow a garden once when I was back home in the country, get some seeds, sow them. And we waited for months upon months, and nothing came of the seed. At one point, we thought of digging up the soil and to test the seeds, what happened. But you know what the problem was? It was the seeds were sown the wrong season. The wrong season. So there is a season of sowing if we are going to reap. And we must know that this is the season in which we must sow. So after we waited again a few months, then we start to see the seeds burst out into plants, and they grow up to be beautiful flowers in the garden. So my beloved brothers and sisters, you may sow your seeds now, and you don't see the result. You've been waiting years upon years, months upon months, weeks upon weeks, days upon days. You have been praying, you have been hoping, you have been trusting God that he will come through for you. And he has not. Remember what Hebrews said, that these people didn't see their faith materialize, but they continue to trust, believing that they will be their faith would take them to a better country, even if they did not realize what they had been hoping for. So don't give up. We all have faith. We all trust in God. And we believe that in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So may God help us today. And in preparing to close, I want to pray for all of us today, in particular those who have been having problems with their faith. Things not working out as they had hoped. Things not materializing. I think I must just give up because all of my work is in vain. But I want to encourage you today. Don't give up. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting. Keep on hoping. One day your hope will materialize. Your faith will materialize. For we don't know what heaven is like. We only hear. As the songwriter says, we read of a place called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. This truth in God's words he has given, how beautiful heaven must be. We have not seen it with our natural eyes, but through faith, as another songwriter said, there's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith, we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. Jesus, in one of his farewell speech, says, "Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. But here is what. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." We don't know what heaven is like. But through faith, through our belief in Jesus Christ, through our trust in him, with our confidence in him that whatever he has promised, he is able to do. We are believing that someday we will be with him when he says, "I will come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there may be also." And John concluding, he says, "Every man that hath this hope in him," the hope of being with Jesus, of being where he is, "purified himself even as he is pure." So I want to pray for us today, for you to trust, never give up, for you to believe that what God has promised, he will do. May you hold to your faith, never give up, As the saying is, a quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. Don't give up. Don't give up. Your time is coming. Your day of harvest, your day of reaping is coming. Don't give up, but hold on. Joy will come in the morning. So as we prepare to close, I ask that wherever you are, you're listening, whether you are a Christian or not, I want you to believe that God says that if you trust him, if you put your trust in him, your confidence in him, you will never be ashamed. You will never be afraid. Put your hope and your trust in him through faith. Though you cannot see him, but you believe. You have never seen the breath that you are blowing, but you believe that the breath is keeping you alive. And so it is. We have never seen God, but we believe that God is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So bow your heads as we pray and make our commitment to him. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for today. We thank you that in spite of the difficulties that we faced, we were able to hear your words. And I pray, Lord, that there are others who have heard your words and they are pondering in their hearts the type of faith that they have. Or they might be saying, I have no faith. I pray, God, that you would speak to them today. Help them to realize, Lord, that it's not the amount, but it's not the quantity, but it's the quality of their faith. Who they have faith in, who they put their trust and confidence in, that will make the difference. I pray for everyone today, those who are faithfully serving you and those that are lagging behind. I pray, Holy Father, that he would speak to them today, that they never give up in spite of the difficulties, the problems, the struggles, in spite of them sowing and not reaping at the moment when they thought they should. I pray that he will give them the faith, the trust, and the confidence to continue to sow. For if they faint not, in due season they shall reap. I thank you for your servant, Sister Samantha. I pray you will inspire her, continue to speak to her and through her, that she will be an example wherever she may go. Thank you for her family. Thank you for the example that she's been setting. And I pray, Lord, that you will surround her with your love. Again, Lord, we bring Evangelist Bud Oil to you as she prepares to travel to pay her final respect to her mother. I pray, Lord, thou who knowest the difficulties, the test, the trials, and the process through which she has to go in order to get to this funeral. I pray, God, that you will make a way, make the way clear and plain. Remove the difficulties, remove the obstacles, Lord, and grant her that she will be able to go and to pay her final respect. I commit the Swaby family to you today, Father. I pray that you will surround them with your comfort, with your love. Help them to realize, Lord, that their mom, the wife, has gone on to a better place, a place where there will be no more sorrow, no more tears, no more crying, no more disappointment, but joy and peace forevermore. Bless them as they go through this time of mourning, of, oh God, losing their loved ones. And at the end, all praise and glory shall be given unto you. Bless the church. Bless our brethren. Thank you for today. Thank you for the service. And we ask, Lord, that you will remain with us, that you will abide with us, that you will strengthen us as we go forward, Lord, knowing that without you, we are nothing. Without you, we are not able to make it. But you, Lord, promise in your word that you will never leave us, you will never forsake us. so we can trust and not fear. Lord, thank you for your words. Thank you for your servants. Thank you for today. Thank you for those who have been listening. And Lord, may your presence and your power continue to be with us. We pray. Just to pronounce the benediction. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Again, we are sorry for the technical difficulties. We have never experienced this type before. But God knows everything best. God bless you all.